smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the site, so everything you see there was put there by Free Talk Live listeners who can Michelle Seven just walked in a ridiculous outfit. I don't know what it is that she's wearing, but there's a silly mask involved.
Black leather.
If you are looking at the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, you can see that here. But in the studio tonight, it is Ian here with you.
Allie. Michelle.
And so we'll take your calls about anything. I think I was saying that, you can go to our website before I was distracted by you, Michelle. You can go to our website and you can actually create the content. So you submit something to the site and then others vote on it. So, for instance, maybe you find an article or a video perhaps online that you think is interesting and you want to share with our listeners, submit it, and then it will be voted upon, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. So for those of you, we didn't really get a chance last night to talk about this healthcare.
We didn't.
That's right, Michelle. Double dose, by the way, of Michelle Seven.
Alter ego tonight.
What do you mean?
Tawanda.
Tawanda.
Tawanda is here tonight. Last night was Michelle. Tonight it's Tawanda.
What have you ladies been doing together?
You had any idea?
I never heard of Tawanda.
No.
This is my first time meeting her.
Yeah. Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, so yeah. Allie and Tawanda joining us here tonight. So, Tawanda, tell me what you think of healthcare in America now that the Supreme Court has upheld the government mandating insurance coverage.
Well, you just asked me what I think of healthcare in America. I think healthcare in America sucks. That's why I don't pay for it, and that's why, use nutrition, exercise, meditation, those kinds of things to have a healthy body. I don't rely on the American Medical Association and the FDA and any of those other, institutions and systems to protect my health and well-being. I canceled my own insurance, my family's insurance, when Obamacare initially passed. Mm-hmm. And, kind of out of protest, but I was like, don't tell me what to do. I subsequently found out I was ill, and that was kind of, like that. But interestingly enough, okay, so everyone knows that it passed 5-4, and the surprise was Roberts, who they had expected to, go on the other way with the conservatives, mm-hmm. Or so-called conservatives. Now, something that I read just prior to coming in was in the Examiner, and I'm here in New Hampshire, and this man, Kevin, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, I'll look it up, Kevin Kevzik, I think it is, he's claiming that it is, it's unconstitutional, not on the grounds that it was claimed when it went before the Supreme Court, but because now that it's been declared a tax, taxes originate in the House of Representatives, not the Senate, and this bill originated in the Senate, and therefore it's, by it being validated, it's actually been nullified. Have you heard that?
That's news to me.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's interesting.
I don't know what that means.
So you're saying that let me see if I got it straight. You're saying that because the Supreme Court called this a tax, therefore the entire thing's nullified because it wasn't created by the House of Representatives.
Correct.
But isn't every bill kind of going back, doesn't it go back and forth between Senate and House of Representatives? So isn't there a House version of this bill that had to pass?
I'm kind of stupid about the whole system.
Right. It's a very confusing system, and it's designed to be that way. I know that there are House resolutions
and then there are Senate resolutions, but this particular one was a Senate. So,
but it always goes over to the House. It has to be approved by both houses.
It originated though in the Senate, which is the distinguishing character.
But in order to now get that to happen, they'd have to bring another Supreme Court case, wouldn't they?
Right.
So, there's another two, 3 more years maybe.
Yeah.
So it's a mess.
If the government wants socialized health care, that's what they're going to give us. So I don't think even if it means that they have to jump through some of their own hoops, I think it'll just come whether or not we like it or whether or not they did it the legal way. I mean, the government breaks their own laws constantly. So it's kind of surprising when you hear people make points about, oh, well, they didn't really, the government didn't go by the law, so it doesn't really apply.
Yeah.
Because
they're gonna apply it to you. If you are somebody who pays taxes, that is, because as I understand it, it's going to be the IRS that's going to be essentially the collections and enforcement wing.
They have a SWAT team now, I guess, right?
Oh, I think they've had that for a while.
Oh,
if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
But a lot of federal government agencies have police. They have their own police division, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome, by the way, on all this at 855-453. You know what I'm curious about? Is for all the people that are so upset about this, and of course there are plenty of people that are on talk radio, you know, bloviating all over the place about this particular issue, how many people who are actually upset about this are going to do something about it? And what I mean by that is to, I don't know, say refuse to participate in this particular program. And then accept whatever consequences will come from that. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be as simple as they're just going to jack some money from your paycheck or if they're going to start putting people in jail or what exactly the penalty provisions are of this. What is it that you are willing to do? Is it anything? Because I predict most people aren't going to do anything. They're just going to complain, just like Americans are great at complaining.
Right.
And then they're going to go right along with the program. They're going to do whatever it is that they're told to do, because ultimately, all these conservatives, these people that are, you know, the most upset about this, you know, they talk a good game about how they oppose this.
If Bush had done it, then they would be hailing it as something great.
Probably.
You know?
They talk a good game about how they oppose this, but ultimately they're going to follow it because they hope that someday they'll get in charge. And then they can implement their programs and their wars and their, you know, government, whatever it is that they love for the government to do. They'll have the government do that. They want everybody to follow what their orders are when it becomes their time. So they're going to go ahead and dutifully do whatever it is they're told here.
They'll be benevolent dictators, unlike the other regime.
It's a terrible situation, and again, we'd love to hear your thoughts at 855-453. There's actually apparently a website now that the government people have put up called healthcare.gov, and it's absolutely absurd. Right when you get to the front page, it you know, invites you to read the law, and I just opened it up just to see, you know, how many pages is this affordable, I believe it's called the Affordable Health Care Act or something to that effect. Yeah, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Go ahead. How many pages do you think it is?
4,000.
You can't look. Don't look.
I won't look, but I don't know. I don't know.
Take
how
a
much.
Shot in the
I'll
dark.
Just 500.
Okay. 2,409 pages.
That's absurd.
Who
I was
could
just
possibly
being funny.
Read this?
Right.
Who?
A lawyer.
No, I don't even think, I mean, the amount of money you'd have to pay a lawyer to read this. No lawyer is going to want to read this on their own, I can't imagine. They're going to have to be hired by somebody. I mean, how long would this take to read? Not only could you not read this thing, you couldn't possibly understand it either. It's written in legalese. It's not even written in English.
Well, the USA Patriot Act back in October 26, 2002 was when it was passed.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time. And it was submitted in its totality by lots of different authors, and no single person that voted on it
read
it in its entirety. No, and it's just absurd. And I think there's actually even a stipulation in the Constitution that in order to have anything passed, it has to be read. The bills have to be read like within 72 hours or 2 weeks. So, like, there's a time frame from what
As
I recall.
As Ali pointed out, so what? None of that stuff matters. So it doesn't matter if somebody set a time frame in the Constitution. If nobody follows the rules and no one enforces those rules on them, then what good are they?
Right. And to think that the Bill of Rights in the Constitution was written to restrict the government, you know?
Yeah,
and protect,
that was the idea.
Yeah, exactly. And so I propose to people, and I've been arguing a little bit, that the United States Constitution, although it was a valid, you know, valiant attempt and everything, it's a failed experiment, and it needs to be abolished, and you need to try something new.
Wait, we're talking about the state?
The United States Constitution. Yeah, yeah. Well, the state is a failed experiment.
They all need to be abolished. I mean, the state governments need to be abolished as well, but I think it's most pertinent that we get rid of the federal government.
Everyone praises, you know, because, you know, Ron Paul was like, well, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, da, da, da. I think it's a mistake to praise the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, as, you know, you know, a golden calf, because it's what got us in this debacle in the first place.
855-450-FREE. Do you agree with that? 855-450-3733. How do you feel about this new healthcare thing? Looks like it's going to be happening now. What are you going to do about it? Anything? You're just going to do what you're told, go along with the program like you always do. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast, free shipping, shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Use the toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can also enjoy live streams. We've got broadband, mid-band, and dial-up versions of the show. You can listen to them anytime you like, round the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can link over to a list of our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that carry the show throughout the week. Our XM satellite radio options are also available for you there. You can get information about those channels, plus our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, Bitcoins allow anyone to be able to send and receive payments to anyone in the world. And it's mathematically impossible for the Bitcoins to be counterfeited or inflated. Also, mathematically impossible for anyone, including governments, to block you from sending or receiving these payments. It's so simple, and it's getting even easier over time as different innovators apply their brain power to Bitcoin, which is easy to do because it's not owned by anybody. It's open source. There's no corporation that's behind this. There's no big government that's issuing these. It's completely open source. It's completely decentralized, and it's untouchable by the state. It's great stuff. You should learn more about it. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn more. That's weusecoins.org. Plus, if you go to bitinstant.com, that allows you to get your bitcoins with cash. So bitinstant.com, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, your thoughts are welcome on the healthcare situation. The Supreme Court has voted 5-4 in favor of continuing on with the as they call it, the Affordable Health Care Act or something to that effect. Anyway, basically the idea is they're going to force Americans to purchase a product, which, of course, you know, that's old news, right? That's always been that way. Lots of state governments force people to buy car insurance. So once again, it's the, what some people would say is unconstitutional, something that has been going on for a long time, the forcing of people to buy one product justifies the forcing of people to buy the next product and the next and the next. And so all the government has to do is say, well, we've been doing this for a long time. Look at all the, you know, the mandated car insurance. Now we're just going to mandate something else. So, of course, they're going to find this is legal.
I wonder what's going to happen to, like, Scientologists and people who... I would love it if someone would call in, actually, who's a Scientologist and explain this to me, because they don't seek medical treatment oftentimes.
Is that true about Scientology? Interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Not Christian scientists.
Christian scientists.
Right. I'm sorry. Christian scientists.
Those are the folks that, like, won't even get glasses if they're going blind, that sort of thing?
I think so, yeah. And so, you know, if that, then it's a religious conflict, you know? Because if they're not going to use the product and what have you. So I'd be interested in hearing from someone like that.
Good question. How is this going to affect you? Are you going to change anything about how you interact with people calling themselves the state? Is this the last straw for somebody out there? And if so, what does that mean for you? 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, I think it'd be great if somebody saw this and really kind of got interested, for instance, in the idea of secession.
Yeah.
What more do you need? I mean, how many more just absolute obvious in-your-face examples of we own you, that message, how many more times does that need to be shoved in your face before you finally decide to do something about it? And I don't mean violence. I don't think that's going to solve any problems. I mean withdrawing your consent from the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, how interesting that you are the same government that is forcing people to get insurance is also closing down state-allowed cannabis operations that people are using in order to heal themselves of disease.
Well, of course they are. I mean, they're in favor of the corporations that back their agency. Mm-hmm. And there's no corporation. There's no, like, cannabis mega corporation that's backing the government. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to take those guys out.
So you think that the government is on your side and wants you to be healthy and it's, loves you, cares about you. It's just a big fat lie.
Absolutely.
See, with this kind of bill, like Obamacare, I just, for one thing, I'm obviously not going to read it. Like you said, no one's going to really read this thing. And so I won't really know what's going to come of it until it's being implemented
and
healthcare costs go up and I, you know, have to be on a waiting list, like I hear they have to do in Canada. So I mean, that kind of stuff I'll be upset about. But it's like one of those things where it's hard to protest now because you don't quite know what you're getting yet. You don't know what's going to happen from all this until it's too late, sort of.
I don't know. I don't think it's unreasonable to make certain predictions. I think that, for instance, what this can do, this healthcare mandate, what this can do is it is going to result in further consolidation of the insurance business. And we've already seen that happen through government regulation. The insurance companies have managed to push more smaller insurance companies out of business or gobble them up and take them over. In a lot of places, you really only have a handful of insurance companies from which to choose. So you're probably going to see those companies consolidate. And the reason why is because there are provisions that come along with this Affordable Health Care Act that are going to mandate that insurance companies accept previous existing, you know, existing conditions. So you come to them with cancer or something horrible, and they'll have to take you. And from what I understand, they're going to have to take you at the same rate as they would charge the average customer.
Mm-hmm.
So
a healthy person.
Right.
Yep.
And so, therefore, that just means the rates are going to go up in general, because obviously if they can't charge sick people more for their health insurance, they're going to have to increase the rates on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you know, these businesses, these healthcare providers, they're going to take on so much overhead that they're not going to be able to make it work. Some of them just aren't going to be able to make it work, and they're going to go under, and they get gobbled up, and it'll consolidate ever further until at some point, you know, these guys won't be able to make it work. Because, you know, bringing in a bunch of sick people into a health insurance plan is you know, you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it also does is, instead of, like, the way you described, oh, well, someone with a pre-existing condition will pay what, you know, the average person pays. So you can't think of it like, oh, what the average person pays now, because
it's
going to be a lot more. And then also think of it this way. They're really subsidizing illness.
Yeah.
We all know what happens when government subsidizes something. You get more of it. There's going to be less incentive to be healthy and more illness.
So because if you're a sick person who or perhaps you're hypochondriac or you're somebody who just doesn't care about yourself, now you have even less reason to care because you know that down the line you just go ahead and sign up for insurance later on and they'll have to accept you.
Yeah.
They can't say no to you. So costs are going to skyrocket for these insurance companies, which eventually is going to result in consolidation among them.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's finally down to one or two insurance companies left, the insurance companies are going to go to the government and they're going to say, look, we can't do this. There's just too much overhead. We can't. We can raise the rates even more, but our customers can't afford to pay for this anymore. So we can't keep operating. And they're going to either get a bailout from the state, or the state's just going to take them over completely. And then you've got single payer at that point.
Yep. And it's not like people weren't getting health care prior to this.
Well, right, and that's the idea. Simply by saying that, oh, well, these companies shouldn't be able to accept sick people doesn't mean that they shouldn't be helped. It doesn't mean that those people shouldn't have assistance and get, you know, the treatments that they need. Just, we need to find consensual methods of doing this. So we can talk more about that in a moment. 855-450-3.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie. Tawanda!
With us as well. You can also join us physically here in New Hampshire and over 1,000 other people who are part of the Free State Project. That's the reason we're all here together. Otherwise, I would have never had the pleasure of knowing you ladies, and so I'm so grateful for the Free State Project because it's brought so many wonderful people all to the same place, and we get to have all kinds of fun and
yes.
Do activism and talk about freedom to people and hopefully achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's the idea. That's the big concept here, is to move liberty-minded people together to the same place and have them work together to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. It's happening already. As I mentioned, over 1,000 people are already here as part of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire. And you can join us by going to freestateproject.org. Get signed up there and learn more about the project. Get over 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And get on it, because the sooner you can get here, the sooner you can get active, the more things we can accomplish together, and then we can hopefully secede
right.
from this crazy federal government that I want nothing to do with. And I just, in case you're tuning in for the first time, I wanted nothing to do with it 10 years ago as well. So this isn't like some sort of Obama thing or like Obamacare. It was, for me, it wasn't the last straw. The last straw happened over a decade ago for me. I have no interest whatsoever in having a federal government. It does not do anything for me. I don't imagine you ladies feel differently on that. Matter.
It doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. I don't want it to either.
Right, I don't ask them for any
services. Right, right. It's like
I'm ready to secede anytime.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
I like self-government, and And I actually, you know, it's funny because a lot of people say, how can you be a Christian and an anarchist? Well, I was an anarchist first, but my faith actually reinforced that, because I think that if you're pledging allegiance, then that's idolatry, you know? And
sure.
So then the way people worship the state is just nauseating.
Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's the healthcare-related discussion or anything you want. TSA George is on the line calling from Canada.
Actually, I just got back into the U.S. again. I'm on my way back home, now going home.
Welcome back, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm curious. First, what was that last straw for you, Ian? I never, you know, of all the years I've been listening to the show, I've never heard exactly what was the last straw for you on the whole federal government anyway.
Oh, I honestly don't remember. I just think that the last straw fell for me for all government pretty much at the same time, and that probably would have been a long time ago after I'd just seen enough people been aggressed against, and I came to the conclusion that, you know, if we want to achieve liberty in our lifetime, we have to allow others to be free. So I really couldn't pinpoint any one thing. It's just been so long. I mean, my entire adult life has been spent working towards the ideas of freedom and communicating those ideas. So it's really, it's all a blur for me.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I was calling to tell, like, the differences between going through Canadian immigration and customs and American ones.
Sure.
This time was my first time ever. It's like my fourth trip into Canada. First time ever they did not search me. And this one was the first time ever I actually had a weapon with me, and they didn't search my car.
Meaning the Canadian guys didn't search you on the way in?
Yeah. This is my fourth trip in. This is the first time they did not search me. Hmm. And this time I had a big machete that I bought at Pork Fest and stuff like that in my trunk. I told them I had it right there. She was like, whatever, and just waved me on proof.
Cool.
Ironically, and then when it comes to American customers here in Detroit, it goes to Windsor. Anyway, when I go through here, it wasn't that I didn't get searched, but I accidentally took a wrong turn into the search lane, and they told me, and the guy was right there, was like, are you carrying any weed or are you carrying any guns? I'm like, nope, get out of the search lane right there. I don't want to tear up your Mustang.
Wow, you sounds like you got a pretty sweet deal. So coming back in... You had a nice car, and so he decided not to search you.
I know. I think it's like, I guess because I had a nice car or something like that. It's like so weird because I entered by mistake the search area.
You know, it doesn't hurt to have a fancy car when you're going through checkpoints. And thank you, George. Have a safe trip out there. Appreciate hearing from you. You know, if you're driving a Lexus or a BMW or something fancy like that, you know, odds are good you're not going to get as much harassment from the police. They know you can hire a lawyer, or at least they'll think that you can.
Right. Yeah, but if they can confiscate your car, then it's more likely that they'll try to do something like that.
Yeah, but how often does that happen at the border? I don't know. Maybe it happens a lot. But it would seem to me that the cops are bullies, and the border cops are no different from regular cops in that way.
Bullies like to be able, they have to have a victim. Like, they need someone that can be victimized.
Well, right, but you want to pick on an easy mark.
That's,
you
don't, yeah, that's
someone
what I mean,
who doesn't have a lawyer,
right.
Likely.
Exactly, or, you know, somebody that doesn't know their rights, for instance. So typically if you... You know, it's not that rich people know their rights, but they can't afford lawyers, but also that maybe they just see somebody with a beat-up car as just somebody who's easier to victimize. They don't have any resources to their name, or at least they don't think. I mean, who knows? The guy in the beat-up car might be a millionaire. They don't know, but they make judgments based on what they see.
So many laws are in place to penalize the lower economic echelon.
Absolutely.
You know, we've talked about that regarding, like, driving things, you know, I was able to have my truck towed to my house because I happened to have $250 cash in my pocket.
Had you not,
then it would have been towed to the impound lot, and I would have been paying impound fees and the $250 tow to get it there, and you know, and so it's just, and you're not allowed to go to an ATM or anything. It has to be
in
your pocket.
Right,
who walks around with, you know, $250 in their wallet, typically.
Not very many people, especially if they're folks that live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
So, absolutely, the system is designed to attack people who are on the poor end of things. And if you look at, going back to the healthcare discussion here again, the government wants to position itself as though they're the friend of the poor.
Yeah.
When, in point of fact, the government's involvement in healthcare has done nothing but drive up healthcare costs over the years. And so when poor people need to get healthcare coverage or they need to go see the doctor, it costs them more. I mean, if it costs you I don't know, what's it cost to see a doctor? $100 at least for an appointment, just to have them see it for 5 minutes and prescribe
something?
It's like $100 for that?
It was $215 for Omar to go in and have the doctor grab his balls or whatever they do.
The physical or
something? Yeah, like that. And no blood work. His heart rate and those kinds of things, $215.
That costs more. I mean, if it's $215 for Omar and it's $215 for a multimillionaire that walks in, it costs more for Omar, right?
Yes.
Because he doesn't have as much money. But the solution there isn't to come up with some crazy one-size-fits-all, we're going to force you into a program whether you like it or not situation. The solution is to get the government the hell out of healthcare,
mm-hmm.
so the costs aren't driven up by all the regulations and the regulatory agencies like the FDA and Medicare and Social Security and all this. You take the government out of it, healthcare costs can then drop because of competition and open, you know, an open marketplace and all the costs that come down as a result of that. And then if people still can't afford things at that point, even though the costs would be lower, then we can have mutual aid societies like you mentioned before.
Yes.
And you can have charitable organizations helping people out like the Shriners and other groups, St. Jude, for instance, all kinds of different organizations that – and there would be more of them that would spring up in
right.
the absence of the government control.
So, well, why is it that, like, so this whole Obamacare thing seems to be really popular among the left, and I'm making a generalization, but I think, you know, that's pretty obvious. And but then I also hear the left always complaining, oh, Americans are so fat and unhealthy and blah, blah, blah. Like, we need to be more like other places where they take better care of themselves.
Mm.
So then why... why do you want to, like, I know that people with pre-existing conditions or people with conditions that they were just born with, yeah, that's really sad. And I would like to, you know, help take, you know, one day have money to take care and help those people. But, you know, why would I be subsidizing some old guy that spent his life as a couch potato and didn't do anything for his own health? Why would I, with my little meager wage, have to pay for that guy? That seems like against leftist thought that, you know, those people should be responsible for their own health.
When I was pregnant with, I had Omar, it was $10,000 for me to have each of my three kids in a hospital, and I didn't have insurance at the time. And I was told in San Diego that it was because I was paying for those who couldn't afford treatment.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, Allie, I think that a lot of people would agree with you, even some of those on the left, and that's why the next step will be to come up with controlling what people can eat. So there's more that they're going to build on to this. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you can enter Amazon. You'll be able to access Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and the U.S. Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. And when you go there, when you shop through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Excuse me, shop.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right there. One of the things you can't buy over at shop.freetalklive.com is health insurance. It'll become more and more difficult for you likely to get a hold of health insurance. Sure, they're saying it's affordable. The government, that's what they're calling this, the Affordable Care Act, several thousand pages that you can spend all kinds of time reading if you want to. How relevant it will actually end up being to your life, I don't know. I don't imagine it will be very relevant at all.
Why don't they just call it the Government Makes Everything Better Act?
That's, you know, don't
that's
give them any
fantastic.
Ideas. That's probably what they're going to do next, because that's what they sure would like you to think. They would like you to think they're out there looking out for you, looking out for the little guy. They're here to help. But ultimately, we were touching on something when we went away to the break that I think is an interesting point about how, well, the way this system is set up, where healthcare is going to be, or health insurance rather, is going to be mandated upon everybody, mm-hmm. that the health insurance companies will be mandated to accept anyone who applies, is going to result in dramatic increases in costs. It's going to result in people being less concerned about their health because they'll just think, well, government's going to take care of me, so why should I care about how much I smoke or how much I drink or whatever I eat. Why should I care? Government's going to handle it. And all of these costs are going to result in, you know, the spiraling down of the healthcare industry due to the ever-increasing overhead and consolidation. And eventually, the company's going to run out of money. And whether this, whether controls come in before they run out and completely go out of business and turn them, their, you know, roster over to the federal government to administrate health insurance to people, or it happens beforehand or after, it doesn't matter. Eventually, they're going to come down with rules, right? Eventually, they're going to say, well, Americans, it looks like, you know,
there's no 16-ounce sodas.
It's just too unhealthy out there. People are not being healthy. We need to have mandates put down on what you can drink and what you can eat.
But the thing is their standard is so much lower than mine in everything, and I resent it. I resent these you know, the four boxes of your fruits and vegetables and meat and whatever.
The
and then it became the pyramid. It was it was a square when I was a kid.
And then
now
they
it's
inverted
called
it.
My plate.
Okay, my
the
plate.
Plate now? It's no
the
longer
plate now. Michelle Obama, thanks to Michelle.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, that thanks. Their standard is lower than mine. And so I want to say to the state, you know, try to fill my shoes. Step up.
Well, one of my questions about their recommendations is you've got your standards, Michelle, and other people may have differing interests because maybe their body chemistry is a little different.
Or allergies or whatever.
Right.
Sure.
So everybody has something that's, you know, not necessarily, maybe it'll work for some people, but it won't for others. Like, you know, different diets are effective with some people, but not with other people.
Yep.
So the idea that one size fits all is pretty absolutely outrageous and very, I think, realistic. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to come down with some sort of mandate about how, oh, well, you can't have, like you said, soda. Or you can't eat this fatty food over here. You can't do this and that. Or you have to start exercising. Or who knows where they're going to go with this. We've already seen the beginnings of it in big cities like New York City, where they banned the use of trans fat. What else?
Soda.
New York is doing the soda thing.
And
someplace
mentioned
in Connecticut.
Popcorn and milkshakes also.
Right. And there's also a place in Connecticut that's looking at banning sugary drinks as well. So it's just a matter of time before they start doing more of this stuff.
But, you know, it wouldn't be possible if everyone was happy and successful in whatever endeavors they were trying to do, and they had enough money to have a decent standard of living, you know, like the 70s or the 60s or whatever. And so I'm interested in social trends, and you definitely see that the government's able to pull the wool over people's eyes when they're, you know, they're apathetic, they're tired, they're worn out, you know. So,
working all the time.
Right. I really want to encourage people to, like, dig down deep and find your passion and, you know, be happy with the life you're living, because then it's going to be a life worth fighting for, you know. And this idea that people are going to be utilizing medicine or health care that they might not need, they're already doing that. 2 years ago, I was in the emergency room after one of my kids had, like, this really weird reaction to something. And so we were there, and it was about midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and there were single moms in there with small toddlers, and it had become a meeting place. Yeah. The kids had, like, sniffles or something, but they were in there kind of, like, you know, chewing the cud with each other, and I asked them that, they said that get together and do that a couple times a month.
In the emergency room?
Yeah.
That's weird.
For sniffles.
For, like, sniffles, and it gives them a chance to talk, and they watch the TV, and the kids play at midnight.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a terrible place to be, too. I've only
very unhealthy place to be.
Hung out in the emergency room, like, once or twice. I've never had to go myself, luckily, but, yeah, I never want to go back if I can, especially if I'm hurt, because I just don't want to see all of that stressful. It's, like, just a very stressful place.
Not to mention the MRSA that's in there.
Yeah, a good place to catch some
staff.
Sort of infection.
Yeah.
Yep. It's terrible.
It's just bad thinking, too, altogether, you know?
1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. So, you know, where's your line? I mean, do you have a line? And have you ever thought about that before? You know, if your line is crossed, if this isn't your line, where is it, this whole healthcare mandate? Because why should this be your line? I mean, it really shouldn't be if you think about it. You've been taking all kinds of crap from the federal government for your whole adult life. I mean, they've been various different governments. For instance, the state governments mandate auto insurance in most places. I think New Hampshire is one of the few places that doesn't mandate auto insurance, but in most places it is mandated. So, you know, this is old news. The state has mandated you buy things before. Right. Why didn't you get upset about that?
At this point, if people are still sitting here saying, all right, well, I can take it now, but one more straw and I'm out. Like, I think at this point, it's all about ideas. Like, maybe back, you know, when Ron Paul got into the whole political movement, he was like, his last straw was when they went off the gold standard. So I could see, like, some huge thing like that. But at this point, it's, like, so draconian, and the government's so involved in all this stuff that people, if you're paying attention at all, if you have any idea of how involved the government is in the market, then, you know, there's no more straws to be had. You're just either mad about it and your mind's been changed by the ideas of self-ownership and things like that, or you're still along that path, or you just, you know, you just are apathetic and don't care.
Right.
855-450-FREE allows you to take control here. Still to come here tonight, there's a lot of other stuff worth talking about, including this news about Eric Holder. He's the attorney general from the U.S., and he has been, found in contempt of Congress.
He's a bad guy.
So it's different from contempt of court. This is contempt of Congress. And the rumor had it that he was facing up to, like, 10 whole days in jail. But don't you worry, because the Justice Department has gone ahead and come out with the news that apparently it's not going to prosecute its boss. Attorney General Eric Holder Jr.'s decision to withhold certain documents about a flawed gun operation from Congress is not a crime, according to the Washington Post's Sari Horowitz. This is the Justice Department has decided that he will not be prosecuted for contempt of Congress.
That should cause everyone who has ever been ticketed or fined or anything, or had any sort of you know, imposition by the government to, you know, be, I say, up in arms. I don't necessarily mean, you know.
Literally.
You know, yeah, exactly. But if justice is not doled out equitably, then it's not just. And
clearly,
here he is, the head of the Justice Department. Absurd.
Yeah. And he's been exonerated on this. Even though he has been found in contempt of Congress, he won't be prosecuted for it. So ultimately, this is just a, oh, you naughty boy. That's really all they've done to him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really expect something would happen? Mark was in here last night saying, oh, I wonder if they're going to put him in jail. Really? You really wondered if they were going to put him in jail?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time that ever happened? Has it ever happened? I mean, honestly, I'm not familiar with all of the attorneys general in this country, so I don't know absolutely for certain. But has it ever happened, do you think? Has a attorney general been?
I kind of doubt that. It seems like that would be embarrassing for them to.
John Ashcroft certainly wasn't back.
No. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, whether it's your thoughts on health care or this attorney general situation. 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. So, yeah, you know, sell some guns to some criminals down south, lie about it, cover it up, and walk away.
Mm.
Sweet deal. Hour 2's up next. Free Talk Live.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Aupio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.